Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bank 2022 predictions time. I am Luke Owen, DAD, your moderator today for the big jam, that championship clash between the champion, Adam Blompier, still reigning after winning it at WrestleMania and defending it twice against the Invader, Sullivan Bo Brown. But speaking of invaders, his challenger is none other than the man who has swam across the Atlantic Ocean for just a one shot the Jam That Championship. Tempo T. Yu-Gi-Oh! Tempest, how are you?
I really should have won those predictions at Forbidden Door, but Pete decided I should do a fun pick, so it doesn't make sense anymore.
Yep.
But I want that belt,
and
I'm the new guy here, so I get a shot.
So it's fine. You're going to be you're getting the championship. You're getting the championship shot. You're defending your belt. But also, everyone, back by popular demand, Jam in the Jar makes its return this year, and we will be picking out, well, I'll be announcing the entrance into Jam in the Jar, and, as was so much fun last year, picking their avatars out of a hat.
Could you not pick it out of the jar?
That's a fun one. I mean, one of them's in my hat. The other ones are actually in my pocket. I was going to ask you to pick the ones out of my combat pocket.
Out of your early 2000s jaws.
I was going to like...
Look how long those shorts are, Luke.
I was going to do this and then like... so you could pick them out of there.
We could do the Jam in the Jar one though, eh? Thinking about it. Because it's thematic in that.
That's probably what we will do though, won't we?
It's so warm in there.
But anyway, let's kick things off. If you are new,
what a shambles.
If you are new to this channel, please do.
If you're new, good luck, buddy.
You've abandoned us already.
See ya.
You got off that ship early. But if you are new to this channel, please do consider giving a subscribe. Press the thumbs up on this video as well, and get in your thoughts, get in your ultra chats to wrestletalk.com/support. We'll be reading out all of them above the $5. None of your Canadian dollars round these parts, if you will. Right, this is how our prediction system works. We have got the matches. Our contestants have written down their predictions. They cannot be changed. They're locked in. And they're worth 1 point each, apart from championship matches that are worth 2 points each. And one of us, well, you'll both get to pick jokers after this as well. And jokers are worth double points. However, if your joker fails, you lose those points. So if you bet on a championship match, you could win 4 points. However, if that champion does not retain, you're losing 4 points. And that is, in fact, how Tempest lost at Forbidden Door, because this big idiot picked Hiroshi Tanahashi to win the interim championship.
What a stupid pick.
So stupid trying
what
to have
stupid
fun.
Stupid pick, Tempest.
So stupid. What a stupid idiot.
Do you not watch AEW?
Clearly John Moxley, wasn't it? I also picked Hiroshi Tanahashi. So anyway, let's kick things off. Let's go through these matches uno by uno. And we're going to kick off with a championship match. It is Bianca Belair versus Carmella. Champion, I'm coming to you first. What is your prediction here?
Before I give you my pick, I just want to say, Tempest, you come from Canada, a land that is synonymous with politeness. In that spirit of honor, I would like to offer you a handshake in good luck and fair sportsmanship. Welcome to the country, idiot. We're horrible here. I've picked Bianca Belair to retain, please. I don't think Carmella's going to beat her, you know. So, yeah, Bianca Belair all the way. Tempest, what's your stupid prediction?
I will also go with Carmella.
You're going with Carmella?
You're going with Carmella?
Also Carmella? No. He's going with Carmella.
I said the other thing. I said the thing that I didn't want to say. You really threw me off with the handshake. It's thrown me completely off.
I knew it would rattle you.
Mind games.
Open rudeness. They can't handle it. And I'm not sorry.
Not sorry?
I'm not even sorry about it.
You're not sorry? I'm not used to such rudeness. Usually I just go to the States.
Just to confirm, Tempest.
I would like Bianca Belair.
Bianca I thought you might. Okay, next up, we're going to save the Money in the Bank ladder matches until later on, I think. I think that's what we... Because those are the most exciting ones, aren't we? But should we have a Gem in the Jar entrance?
Ooh.
And the first Gem in the Jar entrant for this year's Gem in the Jar, it's Sullivan Beau Brown.
Why that pick?
We have other pictures. They're not as good.
It's the first one I could find of him in the Discord. So there he is. Sullivan Beau Brown is an entrant into this year's Gem in the Jar. He failed twice to win the title.
He did.
So I figure like this is going to be his best way to get in. So the way the Gem in the Jar works is we each have an avatar for both of the ladder matches. However, only the second one counts. And if your avatar wins the second Money in the Bank ladder match on the show,
it's going to be the main event,
which we think will be the main event, which will probably be the men's one, you get Gem in the Jar that year, and that allows you to cash in and potentially steal away the Gem that championship. It currently has a 100% success rate, because it's how I won the title last year.
You did very well. You cashed in on Pete.
I did indeed,
He was really cross, because it was the debut of the belt. A belt you spent ages helping someone design.
He was so mad about it.
He was so mad!
So angry about it, because he had written in a rule that meant he couldn't lose the belt, and then we decided to just change that rule. So, Adam, if you will, can you pass me the hat, please?
Absolutely. So we're using the hat and not the gem in the jar.
Well, we're going to use the hat for the ladies, and we'll use the gem in the jar for the men's.
Gotcha.
Because I can't put all of them into the... I can't put all of the ones into the men's one.
That's true.
We can't use...
There we go.
Oh, I still got this sonogram of my kid in there.
Hey!
Oh, look at that.
Another baby.
My God, he's pregnant again.
Oh, my God, not again. Oh, my God, not again.
Yay. It's twins.
Yeah, and this is not a big reveal.
But, oh, look at her.
Oh, hello, baby. Oh. Little wrestle tot.
Oh, look at her. I did the wrong way around.
I get to be here for this one.
You do indeed. Right, okay, let me take these out of my cool pockets. Adam thinks my shorts are too long. That's because he wears hot pants in the office.
I am wearing breathable linen trousers. Thank you very much.
Okay, right.
Shout out to the one guy who was really impressed to see my upper torso. Here's my legs.
Never seen those before. Also, good stretch in there.
Thanks, pal. I do DDPY.
Do you want to pick out the first name?
Tell you what, as a way of welcoming you to the country. There we go.
Okay, well, I can't do that.
All right.
Champion, will you pick out the first name, please? This is Sullivan's entrant into the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Okay, he's rifling through. He has picked out a name.
It is... It's Oscar.
Oscar makes her return.
Oscar's back in town. Oh, sorry, Sully, you're not going to win this one. Never mind, eh? Very likely this pick won't matter.
Tempest, can you pick out his men's option, please?
This one probably will matter. Probably the main event, this.
Okay, he's got a name.
Sullivan. It's Drew McIntyre.
That's a good pick.
Again, just to point out, I haven't drawn a penis. It's a sword.
It's not.
That is a penis. But this one isn't. So, and to clarify, because people were confused last year, this one isn't. This one is.
Right, gotcha.
In case you don't know what one looks like,
that's the one.
For reference.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so those are Sullivan's picks. Up next, it is. Ooh. Should we have another championship match?
Yes.
Ronda Rousey versus Natalya for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Two submission specialists. I would argue just one submission specialist. and Natalia. Tempo, coming to you first.
Yes, Canada, yes. Woo, sharpshooters, yes. Not that one. The other one, the Ronda Rousey one.
You're picking Ronda Rousey, are you?
I will pick Ronda Rousey.
You don't think Natalia is winning the smack... tapping out...
I wouldn't have said that Charlotte would pin Ronda Rousey basically clean at WrestleMania with a big boot of all things.
Tempest! Yes,
swears.
They're swearing!
No poutine for you.
I moved away from all that, Adam. Yes, I will take
you
Ronda
idiot.
Rousey.
I'm taking Ronda Rousey. How many of you swore? Is it 13 minutes into this stream? Actually, no, it's probably not. We're 3 minutes late. Adam, what's
your
pick?
I am also going to go with Carmella. that would be Big Ronnie. Big Ronnie Silly Pants.
Big Ronnie Silly Pants. Sonya Blade herself. So, okay, so we have a new entrant into the Gem in the Jar?
Yes, who's it going to be?
So we currently have Sullivan Bo Brown. And up next, it's Pete Quinnell.
That's my guy.
Representing L.I.W.
For life, apparently.
I think he is, yes. So, Pete is our next entrant into Gem in the Jar. Will you please, Adam, pick out his women's... Actually, no.
It's got to be his fellow.
Tempest,
LAW.
You pick out his women's representative.
Yes, I'll pick out the one that won't matter. Yes. It will be for you, my lovely chopper. Shotzi.
Shotzi Blackheart.
Plus an extra name that I don't know what that name's for.
It's a bad pick.
Does she not go by Shotzi Blackheart?
No, she's just Shotzi now.
Is she? Oh, dear.
Okay. Sorry. This is a different person. I think you should get another pick.
Adam, will you please pick out a men? A men. I did say that.
Amen. So Chopper Pete Quinnell has... Come on. Oh, it's big. It's... Huh?
It is... It's TBA.
The person who hasn't been announced yet.
And we don't even know who TBA is, because they said on Raw that Kevin Owens versus Elias was not taking place on that show, and that will take place at another time. I will presume it's this Friday. So it could be Kevin Owens, could be Elias, or it's someone else.
All right. Well, I mean, so good luck, Pete.
That's who Pete has got for Gem in the Jar. Right, back to the important things. Up next for the United States Championship, it is Theory versus Bubbles Splashly. Champ, I'm coming to you first.
Man, this is hard, because there's no way that Theory's losing the belt before SummerSlam, when presumably he's going to face Wabu Do. But... it's, does he get a dirty pin on Bobby Lashley, or is it a count out, or is it a DQ? So I'm really tempted to go for Bobby.
Now, I don't want to, you know, you're already struggling with this already, Adam. I don't want to throw anything else out extra into there. But if it is Austin Theory versus John Cena at SummerSlam, sounds like a very Vince thing to do is to give him a big win. Oh my God, he beat Bobby Lashley. Now, how is he going to... could he also beat John Cena as well?
But is it going to be for the title at SummerSlam? That's the thing, because you presume that John Cena's going to win, right? Because that's what WWE do. So is John Cena going to be United States champion? Or are they just going to get the belt off Theory? Theory is raging about John Cena, challenges him to a match to try and get his heat back. No. Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to go with what I've written down, because that's fair.
Yes, we have to.
Theory. I've gone for Theory. And now, Theory. I actually think I've made a big mistake.
Okay, so Adam has picked Austin Theory. Jallinger, what are you going for?
I had the exact same dilemma that Adam had, and I came to the conclusion that I would like to pick Carmella. I am going to pick Bobby Lashley.
I
again don't know whether that's going to be some sort of DQ schmoz, or if that's just going to be Bobby Lashley winning the title and freeing Theory up to have a regular singles match against Cena.
No, if Bobby Lashley wins by DQ, Tempest gets 2 points.
Yeah, I know.
It's a championship match.
Yeah, I know, mate.
He might get 2 points, and his pick doesn't even win the belt.
Dude, I know. Jeez.
Oof. Big.
I'm a one. No, I marketed myself as the one-time Jam That champion. I'm never losing this belt. If I lose it, means I can never win it again.
Okay, well, let's have another entrant into Jam in the Jar. And hey, why don't we have two new entrants into Jam in the Jar?
Why?
Because, Adam, it's so much more dramatic this way to announce two people at the same time.
Nothing to do with the fact that the overlay didn't work when you programmed it in.
I'm pressing the button here and it's not doing anything, so...
Are you going for four?
Yeah, I think I might have to press four. So here we go. Currently, it is Sullivan Bo Brown and Chopper Pete Quinnell entering in. Two entrants. It's me and Sat Eniangi representing NXT 2.0 and me representing Monday Night Raw from the very popular series, The Monday Night War. Yeah, so popular, I'm getting daily tweets from people asking for another series. Thank you for that.
Oh, give me a second series.
Give me another series, you swine. Yeah, give me another series, you. I'm not going to say it, Tempest, because I don't swear on this show.
No, never.
I came up with a brilliant TikTok idea. I think I'm going to become TikTok famous.
Okay.
I'm just going to sing popular songs like Alan Partridge.
That actually is a pretty good idea.
I thought it was a pretty good idea as well. Adam, will you please pick me out a lady for my entrance into... Jam in the jar, please.
All right, I think I've got a lady for you.
A woman.
Well, now, Liv Morgan.
That's strong.
Very strong. Oh. Hope it goes on last. It won't.
Liv Morgan is a strong pick. Tempo.
Very strong.
Give me a man, Tempest.
He's a man.
Get me a man. Give me the best man.
Such a man. The biggest man.
It's not going to be a back-to-back win, is it?
Oh, he's just so tall.
Balls. Samos is a bloody winning, is he?
No, I don't think he is.
No, I got the turkey. Oh, damn it.
Well, you did win last year.
Well, yeah. I suppose. You need to give these young upstarts a chance.
Yes.
Can you now pick out Sat Eniangi? Oh, sorry. Actually, no. Can you pick out Sat Eniangi, a lady, please?
That's right. I will find Sat Eniangi. Becky Lynch.
Oh, that's big.
That's the other one.
Did you like the drawing I did? Like, I drew her AR thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate it.
It's quite terrible, but in the best way possible.
Strong Sat.
That is strong. A strong Sat.
Looks like Animal or someone from the Muppets with sunglasses.
Now, get him a man.
Sat, your man. Oh, I'm sorry. It's shame. Oh, bad luck.
Oh, fella.
Never mind.
Oh, unlucky.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year, Sat. Thanks for coming, bud. Okay, back to you, Chuckle Fs. Shall we have another championship match? Man, this card is stacked with championship matches.
Isn't it just?
It is for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. The Street Profits versus the Flying Usos. I came to you first. So, Tempest, who are you picking? Who's taking home all of the silver pennies?
Silver pennies?
They've got silver pennies on the...
You mean nickels?
Loonies?
No, those are a different color. Those are gold. They have a duck on them. It's a loon, actually.
What a made-up country.
What a wacky little place that was.
I called him. He's got ducks on him.
Oh, you got any ducks over there?
Oh no, but they're just loons.
Just loony them.
They're just loons.
I had to go get some Timbits.
Don't you disparage Timbits. I will be going.
Timbits are so fine.
With the Unos themselves. The Usos.
Oh, we are the number ones. You're picking the Usos.
We are the Unos.
You don't believe the Street Profits can win these belts?
No.
Nope.
No. I do not.
No, I do not. I think many people do.
This match so many times, and if they're gonna take the tag team titles off the Usos for some Roman Reigns related plan, I would have think we would have seen some of that plan play out already. So I don't think it's happening now.
Adam, what about you? What are you picking, champ?
I'm going for the Rikidzis.
Oh,
Rikishi's kid.
Yeah. I get you now. I'm with you. I'm with it. Asses in that.
Yeah.
And the ass boys.
Oh, they really are the ass boys.
I mean, that's if they keep that theme tune, it's going to get them over.
Yeah.
Billy Gunn was a fake ass man.
How so?
He wasn't. Rikishi was the ass man.
Would you like to see the real ass man?
I would, personally.
I'm an ass man.
Every day.
Every time. okay, so we have got, these are our entrants currently into Jam in the Jar. It is Sullivan Bo Brown. It is Pete Quinnell. It is myself. It is Sat Eniangi. Would you like another entrance?
Yes, please.
It's Oliver Davis.
Davis.
Boo.
I thought he wasn't going to take part this year. I really thought that he was like, do you know what? No, I'm done with live reactions now. He was like, I've got to be in Jam in the Jar. It's got a 100% success rate.
Yeah.
I have to be in the match. Practically demanded to be in this match. Adam, will you please pick him out a lady?
All right. Here is Ollie's lady friend. It is Alexa Bliss.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Is it?
Yeah, I think you are. She's my pick to win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what if she sends the puppet up to get it?
If this was the Thunderdome era,
like a little
100%.
Like a little James Ellsworth.
They would have had a little dog go like, while all the other wrestlers stand around, but she'll be like, whoa!
She just looks down, winks.
And then the thing falls down. Anyway, can you also pick Ollie and a man, please? Tempest.
So there's a couple. So there's the big man is still from. Left.
He is indeed.
Ooh,
Riddle,
that's
bro.
A big one. That's a big man.
That is a big one.
I He's know who the final entrant is. And the big man is still in the box.
It's not like it's not bury the lead, Adam.
Oh, sorry, dear. I really am.
That's two good picks for Ollie there. I think Bliss and Riddle. No matter which one goes on, I think he's got a good chance there.
I actually think he's in with a solid running there.
I do indeed. Well, let's talk about one of those Money in the Bank. In fact, let's go with the women's Money in the Bank ladder match, will we? Jesus. It is Lacey Evans versus Alexa Bliss versus Liv Morgan versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Asuka versus Shotzi versus Becky Lynch. Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Thankfully, Sat has just confirmed he would like to be in the Money in the Bank match this year. So that's
that's good. Just in time. Buddy.
You, just in time.
Imagine, like, no, take me out. All right.
Uh-oh. Adam, champion, I'm coming to you first.
All right. So I initially wrote down Becky Lynch because I thought they might do a fun couples thing. Spoiler for my pick for the men's. But instead... They gave us Beach last year. Maybe they'll give us something great again this year. So I have gone with my heart, Liv Morgan.
I think it's now. Here's the thing. She just pinned Alexa Bliss on Raw.
Oh, well.
Which really makes me. I mean, me and Sullivan and Raw would be like, well, Liv ain't winning. So.
There's your anti-momentum. Yeah. Stupid company. Everyone wants it to win.
Everyone does want it to win. That's why you don't give them it. Tempest, who are you picking?
I all of a sudden, like, I'm not, this isn't my pick because I'm not going to change my picks.
Well, you're not allowed
cheating.
To.
That would be cheating, Luke. I all of a sudden have a strong hunch that Lacey Evans might be a real contender for this just because,
America.
You know, America and all that.
It is July 4th on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're
right. You know, so now I've kind of talked myself into being like, oh, that's a really good pick. But that being said, I will be going with Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
That's a good shot.
I think it's a good shout.
Such a good shot. Holding it over Bianca. She could, like, properly sit back, and then she's always relevant for the rest of the year.
Do you want to hear my fantasy booking that I gave to Sullivan on Monday or Tuesday, the podcast?
Please. Hit me.
Becky Lynch wins Money in the Bank. She cashes in on Bianca Belair after her match at SummerSlam. And Bianca Belair pins her in 26 seconds.
Ooh, I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I picked wrong.
Okay, so far, these are our entrants into Jam in the Jar. It is Sullivan Bo Brown. It is Pete Quinnell. It's me. It's Sat. It's Oliver Davis. Would you like another entrance?
Yes.
No.
Any guesses, anyone? It, of course, is McDonald's boy himself, Andrew Datson. And now, could you pick him a lady, please?
There's one of two.
It is one of two. He's either got Raquel Rodriguez or he has got Lacey Evans.
Not bad choices, honestly.
And he has got Lacey Evans.
America.
Very, very nice. Yeah.
And could you please pick him out a man?
America here. Save the mother.
He's got... I'm so happy.
Stop swearing at him.
I don't know it's worth a swear. He's got Sami Zayn, which means Seth Rollins is for the last person, and I know who the last person is. He's got Sami Zayn. He's not going to win. He might, actually, but
Sami ain't winning. Come on, mate. Sami ain't winning.
Now you have it. Do me a favor.
Pull the other one.
Seth Rollins is still in the box.
Of course he's not.
No.
When you picked it out, I was like, well, I know that one is. So, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Which brings us to our final match. It is the Money in the Bank, the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. It is Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus versus Omos versus... I said Sheamus. Versus Sheamus versus Sami Zayn versus Riddle versus Sheamus versus TBD.
Versus Sheamus.
Versus Sheamus and Carmella. Tempo, who are you picking first?
Definitely Carmella. I would like the third Sheamus, please. No, I...
Triple the chance.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are in this, so I'm not.
They could do that with his group.
Yeah.
Just rename Butch and the other lads to
rename them all.
Sheamus. They're all Sheamus.
Like the free bird, right? The they can all rule. Compete in Sheamus's matches. Well, the name on the contract does so say Sheamus, but it actually reads Sheamus.
All do his moves. All do the same entrance.
Fella.
Anyway, who are you picking?
I was split on this one, but I think this will go on last, and I think this will be the match where they get the big send the crowd home happy babyface pop. I think it's going to be Riddle.
Tempest,
you divided the room.
I mean, I think
between
Riddle
us and you,
yeah, and maybe the chat. I think Riddle is a really good shout. I'm just hung up on the fact that WWE said that he's not allowed to challenge for the belt anymore.
Well, then he will be.
Then, yeah, this is the way to do it, to be fair.
But this is challenging for the belt. If you're cashing in, you are having a championship match. And in that match, you are challenging for the belt.
But, like, when someone says you can't challenge for the belt and they win the Royal Rumble, that's their way of getting around that. Like, it's a booking loophole. No, not in your estimate.
Well, no, here is why that's not the case. Okay. It's because it's never been brought up in commentary again since. I think they've just ignored this. They're now just pretending it never happened.
Yeah, it could be Riddle, but I really think it's going to be. My pick, you know, the man with the greatest laugh in the history of professional wrestling.
Shane Douglas.
It's going to be
Shane Douglas.
I've gone for Seth Rollins. He's got Roman's number. Roman's never beaten him. You know, even that Royal Rumble match ended terribly just so they could keep this stat going. He's been Money in the Bank before to great effect. I think he is probably going to be the next champion after Roman.
It's Roman versus Brock at SummerSlam. Heist of the century. Ooh, times two.
That's spicy. I like that a lot.
I think Seth
talking me into it.
I think Seth is such a good shout.
Yeah, I think he's...
Can we do the last?
Which brings us to our final entrant into this year's Jam in the Jar. Because, of course... Oh, no, that's the wrong graphic. It's because, of course, we have Sullivan. Because, of course, we have Pete. We have myself. We have Sat. We have Ollie. We have Andy Datson. Back by popular demand. Hasn't been seen since the Royal Rumble. It's Sock Puppet Sullivan is entering himself into this year's Jam in the Jar.
The puppet's gonna win!
Tempest, can I please get you to pick out?
The puppet gets Raquel.
Oh,
and what name does the puppet get out of the box?
Adam, let me have a root around.
I would like for you to pick out. Have a root around. Make sure there are no extra names in there.
So the sock puppet Sullivan has backed to win. It's Seth freaking Rollins. Good pick, puppet. It might pan out for you, you know.
Oh.
We're going to have a sock puppet.
And he gets to jam it in. He might become. We might have a sock puppet as champion.
I can't lose this to a puppet.
It's Sullivan's way in. He can't win it as himself. He's got to go to that dark place. It's like Finn Balor and the demon.
See, the name on the contract does say Sullivan.
But it doesn't specify man or sock.
That is everything to me. I can't believe that shuck out the way it did.
It really is good, isn't it? But we do have the small matter of your Joker picks, of course. Adam, please give me your Joker pick. It's worth double points. I mean, every other match is a title match.
Yeah.
So you're either picking your Money in the Bank winner or you're picking a champion.
I'm going to go with a champion, please. Always bet on B. Bianca Belair is my Joker pick.
Such a smart, smart Joker pick. That almost feels like a guaranteed 4 points.
Yeah, I think so.
Tempo.
I'm going with Carmella as my Joker pick. No, I will be going with Ronda Rousey as my Joker. Please and thanks.
Ron.
It really does feel like this is going to come down to those ladder matches themselves.
How long I think the main event is going to go, just in case there's a tiebreaker, is 18 minutes.
Okay, Tempest.
And similarly, mine is 21 minutes.
Ooh.
A long ladder match, but
yeah,
there's not a lot else on this show.
I think I'm more on Tempest's side here.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, well, thank you all so much for checking out this video. We do now have all of your Ultra Chats, so ding, ding, ding. This is the final call to get your Ultra Chats in. Join the conversation, rusttalk.com/support. Anurag kicks us off to say, never going to happen, but genuinely wants Sammy to win Money in the Bank and build on the story of him trying to please Roman, calling himself an honorary member of the Bloodline. Roman's storylines were good when he's not up against a fellow part-timer like Brock or Cena. If Sammy wins, that means that Andy will have won this year's Jamble and this year's Jam in the Jar. That boy can't lose, apart from title matches, which you can never win.
Of course.
Thank you to our new member, Rooster Libre. The Guilty Hazard. In my heart, I want Sammy to win. His character and position on the card are perfect for Money in the Bank, particularly if they let him hold it for a long time. But in my head, I know they'll just have him cash in at SummerSlam on neither Brock or Roman and have him lose.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if they were to give it to Sammy, it would be a loss. I don't think they're ever going to put the belt on him. It would just be another humiliation, another pratfall for Sammy, another Baron Corbin kind of cash in.
Yeah.
Which would be very sad. Sammy doesn't really need that.
It was Jinder's only clean victory as champion.
Oh my God, it was.
Pinned Nakamura like 5 times. Gar Monroe has said, confusing Bianca with Carmella, tempers previewing that jet lagged really is a B.
I think I'm over the jet lag. It was really the handshake that I wasn't prepared for.
Really rattled you.
It really did.
It's gone.
I was like, oh, this is a really nice, kind interaction. Adam and I have never been on this set before. This is going to be a great memory. And now I'm still looking at my hand.
We had our little foot thing.
Yeah.
We did.
You made
it. Like kid and play.
Yeah.
It's a reference that people my age will understand. Vandalia 1998 sent, Tempest, are you going to be WrestleTalk's first person to hold the championship and the Quizzlemania trophy at the same time? Lol, no, because Tempest lost it last week.
Yeah.
Came last.
Sean is champion. People haven't heard my reaction to that, by the way. I'm absolutely fuming. How dare you, Denise Salcedo, besmirch the great name of Quizzlemania. Unimpeachable in terms of officiating that show was. How dare you? Genuinely, as a board gamer, the Quizzlemania in the bank, I'm beside myself.
Yep, as Sullivan said, the whole quiz was ultimately pointless.
Unbelievable.
Also, you didn't see one of my favorite moments of the show. It's because Denise was so worried that she wasn't going to be able to keep score during it. So she asked the moderator to keep score. However, Denise failed to realize that there is a 20-second delay between us and the live broadcast, and our moderator was watching the live broadcast. So Denise's like, okay, so here's the scores. I haven't been updated yet. All right, well, just waiting for them to be updated. They'll be updated. Just a second. Why haven't the moderators updated the scores? You know, like, Denise, there's a 20-second delay.
And then it was all pointless.
Yeah, we didn't need any points. The whole game was pointless.
It was pointless in the
just
end.
Pick a winner out of a hat.
Just pick a number.
Sure.
Pick a number between 1 and 6.
Congratulations, you did it.
Punished,
good job, Sean.
Punished Will for doing well. Plasma Petey's been a Memberg for 3 months in a row. Said, morning, Tempest, Ollie, and Adam. Tempest, is nice and weird to see you in the WrestleTalk office, but I like it. Also, what does the back of your mask look like?
Ooh, that's a good question. Looks like that. Looks like the rest of this. Just keep going.
Wow, very nice.
Oh, it's your daughter.
Just stamping on the sonogram. First impressions, huh?
Can't wait. She can't wait to meet Uncle Tempest. Sorry, this is a completely off-tangent thing, but I really felt like I wanted to bring this up. We're currently doing WrestleTalk Extra, Slammiversary 2005. Oh. So reading through the figure four from 2005. 2005, this weekend in particular, mad week. It's just after both of the ECW reunion shows, after the first One Night Stand and Hardcore Homecoming.
Oh my God.
It's the same time that Punk won the Ring of Honor Championship in his final match.
Oh, and the Snake promo.
And it's also when Matt Hardy had been fired by WWE because of the love triangle, and they played his music on Raw to see what the reaction was going to be like, because they were going to bring him back.
Oh, summer.
And Matt Hardy was trying to get a reality TV show deal for like his family and stuff, and he was filming reality TV shows and putting them on his website for free for people to watch.
Yeah, Brian, the Hardy show.
The Matt Hardy show.
Yeah.
And Brian Alvarez writes in figure four being like, WWE needs to sign him now so they can get Matt Hardy off the internet. Because in one of the preview videos, it was him running over a picture of Lisa with his car. It's like, yeah, this guy needs to be off the internet right now. Matt says, Adam, how do you feel about Denise going full Vince Russo with Quistlemania? Legit the funniest and most chaotic show I've ever seen. Then the only lesson learned is that you never trust a Swiftie.
Unbelievable. She's never coming back in any way, shape, or form. She's not allowed to say Quistlemania ever again. Unbelievable.
So she's not even going to be a contestant on it.
Never again. I'll die first.
Ten Rosa, Adam, your thoughts on the madness of Quizzlemania? Justice for Will. Predictions for Blood and Guts. Looking good with your fresh cut blomps with gold hair to match that gold on your shoulder, which you will keep. Sorry about the cum stuff. Beesh, get better.
Question. Well, I mean, you've heard my thoughts on Quizzlemania. My prediction, Blood and Guts, I guess I'm going to go with Blackpool Combat Club, right? Because of the Claudio man.
Well, I think Eddie pins Jericho.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
It's tough. I've seen a lot that Eddie and Claudio fighting in the match will cost their team.
Oh, that's true too. But I don't want to see Jericho Appreciation Society pick up another win.
I don't either. But I think I seem to notice that they'll do this thing where, like, Jericho's team lost Blood and Guts the first year, and now he's in as the heel. So now Jericho will be like, "Oh, I'm a Blood and Guts winner," and everything like that. And then maybe they'll have another match in Blood and Guts in the future, and they'll lose that one. But
do you think they'll throw Jericho off Blood and Guts again this time, do it right?
He did say he's never taken a bump like that again.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I think it was very scary.
Oh, I got scared.
I think it was a bit scary.
Hey, I could see me Alstom up here.
Me whole life flashed before me eyes.
It was dead boring. Chicken Run references. We got them.
That's what people come to wrestling channels for, isn't it? Wrestling YouTube channels, Chicken Run references.
Decades old hardcore movies.
I don't want to be a pie. I don't like gravy.
Thrust.
Right. Dartrain24 said, Tempest, just want to say congratulations on the big move. Calling it now, Tempest the Wrestler versus Simon Miller at a UK indie show. It will sell out a building. Hashtag the real Forbidden Door.
I'd pay to see it.
I will make no such promises. But I don't know Simon. I would have to start there.
Sure, I guess. So, yeah.
Vandalia 1998. Luke, they said Drew couldn't challenge Bobby last year for the belt, and he had to win Money in the Bank last year to get around the rule. They're just repeating that storyline. I actually forgot that happened. Fair, fair. That's on me. That's really on me. I totally forgot that happened. Nate S. said, I can't wait to hear Sock Puppet Sullivan do the Seth Rollins laugh and win. Adam, where is the other belt?
Well, if you watch the Hell in a Cell reactions video, not only did I tickle Sullivan to death, which is very homoerotic, and I loved every minute of it, I actually also bequeathed the fake belt to Sullivan. I couldn't be bothered to carry around both belts, and since that one is actually the fake belt, this one is actually the real one, I bequeathed my fake belt to my boyfriend, which he can wear as a adorable little trinket. He is my trophy bow.
Are you allowed to call him your boyfriend because you lost Lord of the Board? Wasn't that on the line?
He doesn't love me. It was Sullivan's love that was on the line. We're in a loveless relationship, but, you know, that's why I kind of keep giving him championships.
That's why he's in twice in this Gem in the Jar.
It was all, the fix was in. He was going to get Seth Rollins no matter what.
Get him over by just forcing him down the audience's throat.
Work for John Cena. Work for Roman Reigns. It'll work for the sock puppet.
Breathe through your nose.
Well, that is all we've got time for on this edition of the WrestleTalk podcast. What are your predictions for Money in the Bank? Let us know in the comments down below. Please do give this video a thumbs up, press the subscribe button, all that good jazz. Head on over to patreon.com/WrestleTalk because Ollie Davis and I are reviewing Slammiversary 2005. It's the one where Raven wins the King of the Mountain match. It's a mad match and it's so silly and I love every second of it. And that is going live tomorrow? Should be going live tomorrow. Thank you all so much for watching. We will see you then. Take care, everyone. Love you. Jam that jam. Bye. Jam that jam. Jam that jam. Jam that jam. Jam that jam. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.